Sheryl Crow releases freaky psychedelic anti-Trump music video. By David NG on September 3, 2020. Leftist country rocker Sheryl Crow has revamped the anti-Trump music video for her new single In the End, saying that the original version was too divisive and played into the kind of hate that has been disseminated so efficiently for the last 4 years. The new version still features plenty of psychedelic anti-Trump imagery, including animation mocking the president as a pig. It also throws some Democrats into the satirical blender, though not the Clintons, Obamas, or Bidens. Watch below. So I decided to rework this video after feeling that it played into the kind of hate that has been disseminated so efficiently for the last 4 years, and I don't want to amplify that toxicity in any way, Crow wrote Thursday in the YouTube post for the new edit. Some politicians and large corporations have realized that by dividing us, they can line their pockets and distract us from the things that are truly important, compassion towards others being one of them. In the End shows Wall Street showering both sides of Congress with cash, mocking Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, along with Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, and Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA. The video also lampoons Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg as well as Bill Gates for his coronavirus vaccine. What is happening in Congress is not relegated to one party, Crow wrote. As long as our political leaders are taking money from large corporations in trade for legislation and favors, we are not represented and our gov does not work for the people. The point is, if we cannot have leaders who are public servants out of desire to serve America, we must vote for those who are. Noticeably missing from the video's satirical mix is any mention of Joe Biden, or past Democratic presidents like Bill Clinton or Barack Obama. Instead, the video mocks Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump as well as Mike Pence. In the End, which was released last week, opens with an attack on President Trump, depicting him as a media-obsessed despot who is fomenting anger among the citizenry. There's a fly on the wall in the House on the Hill, where the king of the world watches TV, and the people await for his latest mandate. To a nation of angry believers, his words are a trap while his loyal band of thugs cover up all his many transgressions. The fly lands on his ear and whispers, "What's there to fear? As long as you're still the obsession?" Sheryl Crow told Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC's Morning Joe that she took down the original music video after reflecting on the song's message. "I put up a video that was very convicting of this administration. But the song is bigger than this," she said. "The song is about compassion, about the people who make it to the top and forget who they represent. And I had a moment, really, of my own conviction," she continued. "Am I going to play into the hate that this president is disseminating? So I took the video down because I'm human. But I have reworked it and we're going to put up a new video because nobody escapes this climate." Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.